producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Watford City, North Dakota, on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Woo-hoo!
Looking forward to chit-chatting today on the program, 800-228-0550. A couple of questions for you. Who will lead in the future? Think about that one for a little bit.
Scott Hannon.
Who's tomorrow's mayors and, you know, city commission and city council and county commission folks and... Are 30-somethings today leading the way their fathers did in the way of a community service? Want to talk a little bit about that. We're going to meet two young professionals in McKenzie County today. There's actually a very robust gathering and group of young professionals that are organizing and meeting and tackling those questions going on right now. We'll meet one of them, Kenny Liebel, who's leading the organization. Works for Nevera, as well as Jake Rodenbiker. And Jake is the state's attorney for McKenzie County, a top law enforcement official for the folks here. And we're going to talk with him a little bit about that issue and also, obviously, things that are happening in their particular world. We're also going to talk about the Deer Gun Opener tomorrow at 12 noon. Is there something, Todd's fired up, is there something that would make hunting deer better in North Dakota? As deer hunters, what's your top three? You know, you folks are heading out. They're getting ready to get deer camp all set up and be ready to go at noon tomorrow. You know this question is bouncing around their head, along with the excitement of everything that's going to happen. What would you do differently? What would you like to see more of, less of? What would make your experience better? Because we, today on this program, have the chief of the Wildlife Division for North Dakota Game and Fish, Jeb Williams. He'd be the guy to put it to. Say, Jeb, if only you guys would do this and that, and maybe a little bit of this thrown in for good measure. Here's your chance today, folks, right here on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. So really looking forward to that today as well. And here's how you join us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. One more time, that's 800-228-0550. In Bismarck, Mandan, want to drop some digits and just get right to the chase? You do it at 7, you don't need a 7. 258-0550, forget the 701, just 258-0550. You can text Todd, that's nice and easy, 701-226-8503, that's 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. whatsonyourmindradio.com. So before we get to today's topics and today's guests, and I do want your questions and comments on all of these issues today, I have to tell you how fun it is to do this program. And I think we did a little bit of good. I don't want to hurt myself patting myself or Todd on the back here. I'd like to defer all the credit to the fine listeners of the program. But the last couple of days, I've been getting a lot of feedback of some of the topics we tackled on both Tuesday and Wednesday's program. Tuesday was the suicide stats from the survey of 9th through 12th graders in North Dakota. 10,000 kids surveyed, and alarming numbers to me and many in our audience that, you know, 9% had attempted suicide in the last, I think it was 6 months. And we had some very interesting conversation about it. A lot of folks said, you know, talked about their faith and talked about others they knew that had suicide. But we had one individual call who first attempted suicide at the age of 12 and struggles with it yet today and made the distinction that I have a strong faith, but that doesn't mean you don't still struggle with depression or thoughts of suicide. It was very, very good. And I think, I hope, helpful and maybe prompted a few conversations with moms and dads and sons and daughters. Good stuff. And I think a feather in the cap of what talk radio can be. Yesterday, we had a caller early in the program who called and said, hey, I'm a little concerned about this guy I see who's obviously homeless, pushing a bunch of grocery carts, shopping carts, down Highway 2. What is the deal with that? I've asked. I can't get any answers. I want some answers. I'm coming to you. And we sent a note to the Highway Patrol and asked if they had had any encounter with this individual. They had not, but said it's not an uncommon problem. And we heard later, actually it was during the show, but I didn't see it until after the show, from the chief of police of Rugby, and had some more details on that particular individual. And I have the note here, and I'm going to share it, because there's one, an update on the situation, and two, possibly a call for some help here that maybe somebody could help out, because I know some of you wanted to help with that, which I think is great. But again, what did it show? To me, it showed some compassion from people who say, look, what's going on here, and does this guy need some help? And, you know, let's get some answers. It's really good. Yeah, it's really, really good. So I appreciate you very much. Just a long way of telling you, I think that it's fantastic. One call led to many other calls, and then literally an email from the chief of police of Rugby. Here is the quick update. This subject, this law enforcement speak for this man, this individual, has been transient across the state for several months. His last location prior to Rugby was Devil's Lake. He was offered to get help here. The main problem is he's unwilling to leave his possessions, hence it's hard for him to be transported to an area that would have better services for him. We do check on him multiple times a day when he can be located, and he continues to refuse help. The local dispatch center receives numerous calls on the subject daily. Both Rugby Police and Pierce County Sheriff's Office have met with the individual. He has received help here, ranging from paying his campground fees, paying to wash his clothes, meals, beverages, etc., both through Good Samaritans and government services. And again, he has been offered transportation, but he is refusing because, again, he has all this stuff and he doesn't want to leave his stuff. He said there are some efforts underway to get a trailer to transport his belongings to the next stop, which appears to be Minot. The chief says homelessness and transient people are a constant issue along the main corridors of North Dakota, with the smaller communities unequipped to deal with it beyond a few days for a single person. Passing him off from one small county to the next is no real solution, but in reality, that's what happens. This gentleman needs to get to one of the larger communities that have services he needs. Most get to these areas, but in this case, it's been different because he's unwilling to accept transportation help that will include both him and all of his possessions. In other words, he doesn't want to go alone. He wants his stuff. But the chief thanked us for addressing the matter, and thank you, our listeners, for your concern. John Rose, chief of police of Rugby. And some folks emailed after the show about this, and I said, let me know if I can help or whatever. And I guess what we're going to do next is reach out to the chief and say, hey, maybe there's somebody out there willing to provide transportation for this individual and the possessions. And that'd probably be the way to solve it. Now, as you heard, the chief said there's some effort underway with that. So I guess if it's taken care of, great. If not, you know, maybe that's something one of you can help with. So we are going to stay on the story and get you an update. I was a little bit surprised, and I guess maybe not as much after yesterday's show, because this came up, to hear the chief say this is a constant issue along the main corridors of North Dakota, homelessness and transient people. So, and I can see where a community like Rugby or Devil's Lake, some of the smaller communities are just not equipped to handle it, where the larger cities are. So a better way to do it. But first things first, thanks for your concern, both on the suicide student survey and also on this situation, because I think it just shows we all have different opinions on how to fix this or the root causes of it or whatever, but at the root of it, I heard real compassion and concern and care for people, a fellow human being that is, for whatever reason, you know, in a bad spot. So I think that is worthy of saying, way to go. So the attaboy is for you, our fine listeners, for sure. All right, we're already getting some calls or emails and texts for Jeb Williams, who's going to join us next hour to talk about deer hunting issues. So keep those coming. We'll stack those up and get those ready to go. He'll be here at the top of next hour. What percent of your body needs to be covered in orange for deer hunting, and is there a fine if I only wear an orange cap or hat? See, these are the questions people are wondering today. Pack more orange than not would be my answer, but we'll have Jeb give you the official one. The thing that would make deer hunting more appealing to me is if the hunters would be more generous with their meat. I mean, come on, I'm willing to pay for it even.
I think it should be a state holiday of the deer gun opener. I mean, plenty of workplaces end up half emptying out anyway. Might as well
now, that's
let
not a bad
go.
Idea. Now you're talking. Right. Schools, you know, the kids are...
Yeah. When I was growing up, even in Minneapolis when I was growing up, I mean, there'd be a good third to half of the kids gone. And it was a joke to even try to do anything serious.
Johnny is in need of a doctor visit. He'll be back Monday. Yeah, right. I'll just go for the real deal. All right, have at it, folks. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is open for your questions and comments on these and any other topics. Our questions of the day on What's on Your Mind. Let's go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sue's did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sue's can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sue uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sue, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Coming to you live and direct today from Teddy's Residential Suites, actually the South Park Lounge at Teddy's Residential Suites, and they have a new menu here that is just, if I start reading from this, Todd will immediately get in the vehicle and head to Watford City.
You bet.
And I am on my way. It's really, really good. Very good. In fact, well, here's, for instance, some features that they have, okay? a salad. You want to go a little light today, Tom? The Autumn Harvest Salad. That's spinach, pecans, dried cranberries, toasted pumpkin seeds, and feta served with lemon poppy seed dressing. Sound good?
Sounds like what I need to be eating, yes.
An entree you might want to choose would be the turkey pesto panini. That's the turkey, bacon, sun-dried tomato, spinach, Swiss cheese, and pesto on focaccia.
Did I hear bacon?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I'm there.
Exactly. Everything's better with Cloverdale bacon. Pastrami burgers, the beef patty, the pastrami, the Monterey Jack cheese, the shredded lettuce on a pretzel bun with house-made honey Dijon mustard on the side.
Okay, that doesn't sound like something you can get just anywhere.
I know. Here's what I'm going to try today. The pasty duet. This is beef, potatoes, and onion wrapped in a flaky pasty crust with gravy on the side. Does that not sound great or what?
Mmm.
And then maybe a little pumpkin cheesecake for the finale, so you hear what I'm saying.
There you go.
Anyway, our good friends at Teddy's, great place to stay. They have a location here also in Newtown as well, and there's Little Missourian and Sweets as well. Great place to stay. Brett and Trisha Erdman, wonderful sponsors of ours, and we appreciate them very much. Along with our friend Vince at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck. Building a new location out in front of Walmart down there on the expressway, but for now in the Kirkwood Mall. And they're also on South Washington in front of the old South Forks Plaza. I still call it South Forks Plaza, sorry. On South Washington and Grand Forks and 13th Avenue next to Spitfire in West Fargo. But tell you what, you've not lived until you've gotten a hot spring spa. The stress melts off of you. It is the best. And they'll take good care of you. Stop in there and tell them Scott sent you. All right, let's see. Let's get to the phones on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here today. A few questions for you to ponder. What would make deer hunting in North Dakota better? Okay, that's number one. Jeb Williams is going to be your next hour, so we're going to feed the tough questions to him. But noon tomorrow, the gun opener, and I want to know. Clearly, you know, anything you do, as great as it is, could be a little bit better, right? So what would you do if you just said, here's what would happen? I guess one answer would be more deer, right? So how do you get more deer? You know, but tell me how the deer opener, how deer hunting could be better in North Dakota. That's one question we're pondering today. Another is, who will be tomorrow's young leaders? Do we have enough? Are you confident we have enough young leaders to lead future generations in North Dakota? In other words, do kids today say, I want to be mayor, I want to be on the city commission, I want to be on the county commission, I want to be on the economic development board, I want to, you know, lead that fundraising project? And when I say kids, I mean 20 and 30-somethings, did they aspire to that? Or is it, no, I want a four-car garage, right? Or I want a bigger boat. Some of the things that were sacrificed by generations prior. We're going to talk with a couple of young professionals that are making a difference in Watford City today, but that's a question on my mind, and welcome yours as well. This will make a lot of people laugh, and we're not going to have a lot of time to tackle this one today, but there is a debate going on in Fargo-Moorhead over urban chickens. And I think these are the kind of stories that you know, in places like Watford City, cause you to chuckle about places like Fargo-Moorhead, you know, because you just think, really? I mean, everything you've got to worry about. They actually have a group that right now is dealing with this issue, and they're called the Cass Clay Food Systems Initiative Advisory Commission. And, there's a group that is trying to study ways to improve access to healthy, local, and affordable food. And some of that comes with, you know, hey, if somebody wants to have a couple chickens in the backyard, what the heck's the difference between that and anything else? And this is a big controversy. A lot of ruffled feathers. Oh, heard that. Anyway, so I don't know if you have an opinion on urban chickens, but those are a couple of stories that we're following today. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And Bob in West Hope has I don't know if this is an answer or a question on deer season on the orange that we asked earlier. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, to hear you saying something about how much orange you should wear. Well, a deer is blind, color blind. So you ain't going to bother the deer none. But I've seen people wear complete full coveralls, all orange. I have the big vest that goes all the way around me, a sweatshirt that's all orange, and a cap. You do definitely have to cover a certain part of your front and your back with orange. But
do you think the question was coming from the concern over, the deer might see me and run away? Or do you think it was, how much orange do I safely need to wear so that I am not a you know, I'm seen by my fellow hunters. I took it more that than the...
Well, that's the way I looked at it. You want to be seen by the hunters.
Yes.
Otherwise, you might end up 6 feet under.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, well, you were. I didn't know if you were making a joke, but when you told me the deer was colorblind, I didn't think anybody was worried about too much orange causing a problem with the deer. Is what I'm getting at.
No. The deer are colorblind.
Right. Well, I'm not in any way, shape, or form arguing with you on that point.
No, that's true. So, yeah. Wait, that's the way I understand it now. Whatever, and that's what I've been told since I was 12 years old. So that's when I started hunting with the single shot shotgun. Slugs.
Sure. Yeah. So, beautiful.
Anyway, but it starts tomorrow at noon, and everybody be careful. Be sure you watch where them bullets are flying.
Boy, Bob, I don't know if you could have any better advice than that. Yeah, that'd be very, 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 very well said. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or your text welcome as well, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Driving up 83, there are still idiots driving without their lights on. New York has a law, if your wipers are on, so are your lights. Maybe they could put that into the, they have a gizmo for everything in cars these days. Maybe they could... You know, here's my theory. I don't think people have their lights off intentionally, like they're trying to...
People do.
I don't think so. I think it's we're so used to our lights coming on. I did yesterday in the rain. I went on my way, but I don't think of it when I'm driving. I really don't. And it's automatic.
But like today, we have another day. At least, you know, out my window in Bismarck, it's dark enough. I mean, you probably ought to be driving with the lights on. I think people just... Yeah, they may not think of it, but... Come on, if it's kind of dark, think of it.
Well, that's why we're talking about it. That's why I think every time somebody texts or emails or sends in a note, I think it's worthy of talking about. So glad you did. And maybe somebody heard this and now lights are turning on all over. That'd be great. In
fact, if you see a bunch of lights going on when you're on the road, then you know what everybody's listening to.
If you're driving right now, listening to this program, and you saw somebody that didn't have their lights on, turn their lights on, call us. We'll give you a free prize. Of some significant nature at 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by the Secure Energy Future Coalition. If you go online to secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org, you will find a great resource there on really what the lignite industry in North Dakota is up against. And you may or may not worry about that. You probably do if you have loved ones that are employed in this industry. But you ought to really be concerned about it if you care about, for instance, your budget. Your family budget, your business's budget, because what the EPA is trying to do with a clean power plan is raise the cost of electricity and weaken the reliability. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org, and get involved. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At PetroServe USA locations, they're helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you know what? They're helping you tailgate better, too, with your tailgating headquarters supply needs and a chance to win a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer. Come on in. Register for that. And two $500 cash cards given away every single week at PetroServe USA. Great specials all month long include the Hershey Reese's King Size Candy Bars, two for $2.22, the Jerky Jack Links, just $4.39, the Deli Express Smoked Ham and Cheese, Chuck Wagon, Chicken and Swiss sandwiches, only $1.99. And the licorice twists and bites, just $1.19 from Kenny's Candy. Plus, you'll find PetroServe USA gift cards and Coffee for Life club cards that are great gift-giving ideas, too. All from a PetroServe USA location near you. And don't forget the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice and two cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. All at a PetroServe USA near you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That next Wednesday is Veterans Day, and we are going to welcome veterans to join us at a Thank a Vet, Bring a Vet, Bring a Vet event. Yeah, that's way too many vets and events. Thank a Vet and Bring a Vet to the Cape Fire 550 Studios, which is on 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck. We'll do this over the lunch hour. So, you know, take a little break, do something a little different, break the routine, and find a vet, bring them over there. The vets eat free, everybody else free will offering to benefit the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery lighting campaign. Some good folks behind that. We'll be telling you about that on the show on Wednesday. We'll meet some vets. Should be great fun. Choice Financial is making this happen, along with our friends at Cloverdale Foods. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour will be there. And it'll be on location. There'll be brats and hot dogs, and we're just going to have a grand time. Really looking forward to that. So that, again, will be Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., parking lot of Cape Fire. Bring a vet. Thank a vet. If you want to come and just say, hey, I couldn't find a vet, but I want to thank one, let's find one here. We'll do that, too. So should be a great time. Really looking forward to that. And we'll chat with some vets on the air as well. All right? So plan on it. Speaking of Cloverdale, the Big Flavor Tour is in Devil's Lake today at the Leavers North location from 2 until 6. Tomorrow in Valley City from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All right? Should be great. And then Wednesday, K-Fire parking lot. Leavers locations, Tangy Summer Sausage, $6.78 for the 28-ounce pack today. Bacon, 1-pound pack, $4.78. 5 pounds of the Red Franks, $13.78. Stock up on that. Great deal as well. The Rough Cut Bacon is $2.78 a pound. Some great, great deals. So check that out, friends. Okay? All right, we are in Watford City today, and we are broadcasting live and on location at Teddy's Residential Suites. Going to chat in a moment with the head of a new young professionals organization in Watford City. You're going to want to hear about that, so stay tuned. Rick in Minot has a question or comment. Rick, go ahead.
You asked to have somebody call in and say if they were having their headlights on or not. I'm driving up Highway 83 in 5 out of 40 vehicles so far, generically. No lights. It's snowing. It's not low visibility, but when you're behind, when you're the third car behind, your headlights aren't on, looks like they're trying to pass, you're just asking for trouble.
And as we're talking about this, you're not seeing the light bulbs go on?
No. No, not at all. But some people don't have their light bulbs on anyway. But anyway.
Yeah. I wish they would. So, again, if anybody's driving and while we're talking about this, you see lights going on, then we'll know they're at least listening and getting the message. Let us know. Craig, on the road, where are you?
I'm was just east of Sterling, about a mile on Highway 10 when you mentioned that, and there a guy in a truck was pickup was going by me and no lights on. He was slowing down. He ended up turning around in the highway coming back towards Sterling for some reason, but I flashed my lights at him. You know, I think there's some people who just don't know that's the law, too.
It is the law. Yeah, we've talked about that many times with the folks from North Dakota Highway Patrol. So, same deal as the last caller. You're seeing more without than on?
No, more have them on, but every once in a while, I was the second one, 50 miles east of Bismarck, coming to Biz on 10, and I saw a couple didn't have their lights on. It's raining and kind of trying to snow.
Maybe the contest should be call us when you every car you see both ways actually has their lights on. Then we'll know we've made some success here, for crying out loud. But you're a little better than the last guy. Sound like more had them off than had them on. So at least it's at least it's getting a little better. Craig, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
You bet. Turn those lights on today, folks. It's important. 800-228-0550. Our next guest is heading up a young professionals organization in Watford City, North Dakota. Kenny Liebel is here, and Kenny's a native of Watford City. How you doing, Kenny?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Nice to see you. How old are you, Kenny?
I just recently turned 26.
And what is the range of a young professional? What is there a particular older than but younger than?
I would say that's up for debate, but, I mean, we set some parameters at ages 21 to 39, but like I told you, we're not going to check your ID or nothing. That, you know, if you want to be a part of the group, then by all means, get on board and let's do it.
Why is this important?
The young professionals is important because the young people are the future. The people that built Watford City and are the pillars of the community are not in an offensive way old, but I mean they're aging and they've done their thing, and some of them are retiring and leaving and doing this and that. And if we want to have Watford City be the place that we grew up in it as, somebody needs to take on that role. And we're not going to do that if we don't prepare ourselves to be successful leaders or professional leaders, you know?
Not specifically to Watford City, but just in general, do you think that's a hard sell to folks your age to say, we got to do this?
I mean, we're not going to sell to everybody, but no, I don't think it's a hard sell. There's some people that are going to say, no, that's not for me, and that's fine, you know? I mean, that they're their own people and they can do their thing, and that's great. But the majority of the people that I've talked to, nothing but positive, wonderful, complimentary things that say, yeah, I want on board. I want to be a part of this. Let's do it. So I think it's been overall very positive.
Now, you're getting a actual organization and process going in Watford City right now that's early on been very well received, right? You're getting good attendance and good participation?
Just this week here on Tuesday evening, we had our first social, you know, kickoff event, get together, and it was outstanding. We originally didn't know how many people to plan for, and so we were kind of shooting in the dark, and we kind of underplanned. We had more people than we planned for, which is a good problem to have, right? You know, I mean, we had some excellent support from everyone there. You know, we got together, talked about, you know, I explained my piece of the young people being the future and we need to do this together type thing. And, you know, other people said, this is who we are, what we do. And we had probably half an hour, 45 minutes of solid dialogue and questions and suggestions and let's do this, what about this, are we ever going to do this, think about that. It was awesome. It was a lot of positive feedback. I didn't hear one negative word, and that doesn't mean that I didn't miss one person, but everybody there that I left that I saw leave had smiles on their faces and, you know, thanked us for doing something like this. And it's been great.
So you grew up here?
Born and raised, yes, sir.
Your folks owned the grocery store for many years here, right?
Yeah, quite some time. Early 70s, I believe.
I mean, was there a point when do you remember growing up that, man, he's the mayor, he's a city commission member, a county commission member? Did you recognize who the leaders were in your community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you knew who those people were, you know, through just community involvement. And, you know, those parents, those people that you knew were parents of your friends. You know, I had plenty of friends whose parents were mayors or city council members, chamber members, you know, as I mentioned, pillars of the community.
So, and you know, but what I was getting at is I wonder when you're that age and you're growing up, or even you're, you know, mid-20s now, do you want to be a pillar? Do you say, boy, you know, we need pillars of a community to continue to build and grow and have the momentum that we've had. And if not me, who? I mean, does that run through your mind?
Me personally, the idea of me being a pillar, that excites me. Yeah, I'd love to. But it's not so much just about me being a pillar. It's about Watford City, McKenzie County, all of Western North Dakota. I mean, I don't think I could be more passionate about anything than the development and the successes of Western North Dakota. So to say that, yeah, I want to be a pillar, I mean, that's true. It is. But it's more so about not about me than it is Watford City, McKenzie County, and Western North Dakota.
Ron Ness, who heads up the North Dakota Petroleum Council, leads an organization called ND Leadership. And they've recently partnered with the University of Mary and are undertaking a big discussion about this. I mean, one of their big concerns is, you know, okay, who's the next Gene Veeder? Who's the next Brent Sanford? To use a couple of names that folks in this part of North Dakota will know, and most of North Dakota for that matter. But Gene, of course, a longtime leader on economic development issues from the county in Watford City, helping, you know, Watford City, I would argue, really outperform most communities its size and counties its size and the rest of North Dakota just from sheer force and leadership. And Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, and same thing. You know, I mean, just saying, I've got to do this. I mean, there is a concern that, you know, you put so much burden on folks like Gene Veeder and Brent Sanford, and that there's not somebody right there behind them. Is that one of the goals of your organization, to make sure that you're feeding people into that network and keep that leadership and that vision going?
Absolutely. Community involvement is a big thing, to where kids, or not kids, but people our age, could sometimes go by the wayside without being involved, just get focused on doing their own thing. If we get ourselves involved at a low level, and, you know, from partnering with, say, the Rotary, or, you know, with other parts of the community, and slowly building ourselves, we're building our group, we're building our image, and on a professional level, that can speak volumes to successes and leadership. And if you start out small, you can only get bigger.
Because I would guess the vast majority of folks that are in the generation that's leading now are not confident that we have enough young leaders to lead future generations, just because it doesn't look like it's out there. Now, I'd think differently if I was at your meeting, and I think it's fantastic. You get 50 people there, and they're there. I don't know that could be repeated in a lot of communities of similar size in North Dakota, but it's important. So I'm thrilled you're doing it. I think it's fantastic. What do you want to do with it? I mean, in other words, I mentioned the main thing is keep this momentum going, right? You've got heavy-duty interest to start this thing, to launch this thing. Now the challenge is to keep that going and being, you know, vibrant, right?
Right. And when you say challenge, I would have to say challenge accepted. The last week has been kind of a whirlwind, making it all happen, putting it all together. But the last couple of days since Tuesday, it was like, if we let this go, it'd be a travesty. You know, the people, the excitement and the ideas and the suggestions that people had, like we want to do this, we could do that, and unbelievable things that myself I'd never thought about, our group had never thought about, you know. So it goes to show that what beautiful things you could accomplish with a team or a group. You know, we got 40, 50, 60 people. Our goal is to have 100 people by February. So if we started this with 8 people, think about what we can do with 100 people. You know, and not every one of those people is going to be involved in everything, but we're going to have people involved in numerous different things, you know, and that's young people bringing that vibrancy, the continued leadership for years to come.
Well, count us in as a champion of what you're doing. And if we can ever get the word out or continue to tell the story of what you're doing, maybe it'll inspire others to do the same, because I think it's a huge necessity for the future of our great state. So glad you're doing it and appreciate the update.
You bet. Thank you. Thanks for time today.
You bet. Good to meet you. Kenny Liebel, who is heading up the Young Professionals Network, and we should give a plug in for his employer as well. Mark Johns Rudin, Terry Mullen, the entire team at Nuvera as well. So.
Yep.
That's a good community service thing for Navarro, so I'm glad they're doing it. Thank you, Kenny. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Are those lights on? Let us know. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friends over at Sunbelt Business Brokers who are sponsoring a webinar featuring John Warlow. He's the author of Built to Sell and The Automatic Customer. Thursday, November 18th, beginning at 9 a.m. Go to myvaluebuilder.com for details. We've set up a 50% off discount code, FLAG50, at that site, myvaluebuilder.com. It's $49 for the webinar, half off if you use FLAG50. Thursday, November 18th, 9 a.m. During this action-packed presentation, John Warlow, five-time entrepreneur, author of the best-selling book Built to Sell, Creating a Business That Can Thrive Without You, will show you how to structure your business, scale up your business so it can grow without you having to do any selling, value your firm in the same way that an acquirer will, and drive up the value of your business, as well as accurately predict the performance of your company in the future so you can sleep better at night. Benchmark your company against the best of the best businesses anywhere. Details at myvaluebuilder.com for the webinar, Built to Sell, Thursday, November 18th, myvaluebuilder.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're talking about people using their headlights in fog, rain, and stuff like that. Well, people in this area, in the Bismarck area anyway, don't seem to know what lights are, I guess. I live out of town, and I drive through Bismarck every day, and yesterday I counted 7 people running red light. So they don't know that the red light means stop. Well, maybe they don't know, just don't know that their headlights should be on when it's foggy. I think it's a light-a-phobia or something.
Lightophobia. Can we get a doctor on the line, Todd?
I haven't heard that one, but, you know, he makes a good point. People, A, won't put their headlights on, and B, they run the red light, so they must not see the light. maybe it's not a phobia so much as they're just, is there like a light blindness thing going on that they just simply don't see it? What's going on?
Well, I don't want to be seen as a soft ear.
No, me neither.
I would venture to say the vast majority of people that don't have their lights on are in that sort of, you know, robot-like mode you get in when you drive a vehicle, that the lights come on and off automatically for you based on how light, you know.
You know, as far as the red light thing goes, we can get my ex-wife on here. She got T-boned by somebody running a red light and totaled a vehicle right in front of the Bismarck Tribune, in fact. So
Right, that does, but it's that's...
I know it's two different discussions. Yeah. I get that, but
turn your lights on today
and don't go through red lights. But it's funny how you kind of weave the two into one, because they don't. Neither kind of light seems to work for so many people.
So let's say it this way, and see if you agree or disagree. There was a carelessness motorists.
Yeah,
there's a carelessness against among some motorists, and if you run a red light and you're just, you know, aloof or whatever, and which is dangerous, obviously. That's one thing. And there could be a, you know, I know it's dark outside, but I don't care. I'm just going to willingly not do this. That's carelessness. I don't think the vast majority of motorists today driving the roads without their lights on are in that category. I think they're honestly used to the lights coming on by themselves, and they don't turn lights on and off. So
now, plenty of people have vehicles that were made before that happened, though.
Yeah, not many. Look around. Yeah.
All right. Look, everybody, count them up. I mean, how many older vehicles? By the way, it's photophobia is the fear of lights. I've got the catchphrase. You ready?
The catchphrase for what?
For this whole discussion.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. Yeah.
All lights matter.
Thank you for that. Yes, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-228-0550. Delightful conversation with Kenny Liebel. Young Professionals Network. Isn't that fantastic? What they're doing and looking to do, that gives you great hope in the future. Glad they're doing it. And by the way, if there's other robust organizations out there, want to celebrate them, because I think it is important. So let us know. Scott@flagfamily.com. Scott@flagfamily.com. Jeb Williams coming up. What would make deer hunting better in North Dakota? What do you want from North Dakota Game and Fish? What do you think, maybe you have a suggestion that would just be perfect. And take something to a completely different level. Let us know your questions or comments for Jeb coming up. We're also going to meet Jake Rodenbiker, who's the state's attorney for McKenzie County, and talk about crime fighting in the patch. That coming up on the program. Ben and Bismarck, what's on your mind? Ben, are you there?
Hey, hello. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I first want to tell you guys that I'm very impressed with your professionalism. For you to be able to do this job day after day, that's impressive to me. My lights are on. Thank you.
Your lights are on. Good. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the American people are aware of Australia's dilemma. They put into effect a year ago a law that banned all guns. Of course, the law-abiding citizens put their guns away, throw them away, trashed them, turned them in, whatever they do with them. And one of the most surprising statistics of the whole thing is that Australian-wide armed robberies are up 44% because people are unarmed. And I'd just like to know if people have thought about that for where we're headed in America with gun control.
Very interesting. And I've seen some of the reporting on the situation in Australia and what they've done, and it is alarming what's happened there. So good catch, and good reason to think a little bit today on the program, Ben. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I'll let you guys move on.
Call again, 800-228-0550 in the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's see, Bob has a question for Jeb, so we'll save him to chat with. Well, Bob, did you want us to ask for you? If you can do it quickly, I can do that.
Well, yeah, I do. I have a comment, but I do have a kind of a serious question, too, I'd like to ask him. I can hold Scott, if that's all right.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, so just hang tight, and others welcome as well if you have questions for Jeb Williams. He'll be joining us here in about inside of 10 minutes. He'll be live and on the air, and Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish Department, here to answer your questions about the big day. Really a holiday. I'm with Todd on this. The noon deer gun opener tomorrow in North Dakota. How could it be better? What do you want to just dream a little bit? And we got the boss here from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department Wildlife Division. Good time for you to dream. So have at it, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, our friends at MyPillow wanted us to tell you about their holiday special for a limited time now. If you buy MyPillow, they're extending the 60-day money-back guarantee we always talk about until March 1st. 4 months to try the pillow risk-free. Two-for-one special. Good still. Yes, buy one, get one on us, plus the money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.